You're listening to The Shape, a podcast to inspire, motivate, and push the cannabis culture forward, brought to you by Trio Solution. My name is Jay Marzaria. You may recognize me from the past three seasons of The Shape podcast or as co-host of Sports Cannabis. This season, we're sitting down with leaders and companies to talk about their process, marketing and branding, data insights, lessons they've learned, and how to make an impact in the cannabis industry. With cannabis conventions on the horizon, it really helps our podcast understand the climate and talking to the people who are directly making a difference. When we walk the floors of these conventions, we can really see the effect that Detonate Cannabis Agency has had with licensed producers that are being featured. Detonate Cannabis Agency specializes in all things print for the medical and recreational cannabis markets, from packaging and print collateral to experiential pop-ups and custom trade show booths. Detonate Cannabis Agency understands the importance of standing out from the competition, even when they've created most of the booths in the room. Print, promo, Detonate Cannabis Agency can help you with that. Visit their Instagram at Detonate Cannabis Agency or website www.detonatecannabis.com to make an appointment now. And today we have the absolute pleasure of chatting with Jake Nyman, co-founder and managing partner of Big Digital and co-founder of PopCann. We'll chat their unique cannabis retail solution, digital approaches that can help any business today, and take a deep dive into SafeCheck and how it'll impact retailers across Canada. Thank you for joining the Shake podcast. How are you doing, Jake? And where are you joining us from today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show. I am calling in from Toronto, Canada.
Perfect. And before we get started, can you give us a sense of your past education and what really led you to where you're at today?
Sure. I'm a career entrepreneur. I'm a co-founder of several different businesses over the last 19 years since I graduated from university. And I went to the Schulich School of Business, where I did my BBA with a focus on both marketing and statistics.
Mm-hmm. When we fast forward to today, you are the co-founder and managing partner of Big Digital. Can you give us a sense at a high level what Big Digital is today?
Yeah, absolutely. Big Digital specializes in marketing and communication technologies for all types of clients. So we work with retailers, we work with brands, and we work with ad agencies quite often to implement turnkey marketing or communication technology. So very specifically, we specialize in all sorts of real-time digital signage, video walls, touchscreen solutions. And what's unique about Big Digital is that we specialize in a turnkey approach. So when a client works with us, we have everything in-house. So everything from like digital signage, hardware and technology, so sourcing the tech, or even we have a massive portfolio of tech in-house that's available for rental purposes or for pilot projects. We already provide the technology, but we also specialize in the software, mm-hmm. the content, and the turnkey implementation and operations of any sort of indoor or outdoor digital signage solution. So, you know, as it relates to SafeCheck, and I'm not sure if you want to go there yet or not, but I can also answer your question, making it contextual to SafeCheck, where we've adapted our expertise in digital signage and visual communication to provide very practical and necessary signage communication solutions for all types of retailers or property managers, whether it's an entranceway to a retail store, mm-hmm. or an entranceway to an elevator bay, you know, real-time communication, real-time signage that will tell people everything they need to know, whether it's how long am I going to wait in line, mm-hmm. what products are out of stock, how many people are inside. I think it's a mystery when people are in line up. They want to know, like, you know, there are five people inside. What's going on here? So this allows businesses to communicate relevant information to people, mm-hmm. During this, you know, new normal.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you guys provide an incredible array of solutions that are all in-house. So if a company comes to you, they're getting everything that they need, and they're getting it directly from one company, which cuts a lot of the loose ends and maybe chatter that would slow a process down. You know, in order for any company to really achieve any type of success, it really needs a strong team around them. Can you give us a sense of how big your team is today and the experience that exists at your team?
Yeah, so Big Digital has approximately 18 to 20 full-time staff, primarily in the Toronto area. Mm-hmm. And that team specializes mostly in the account management, software. We have some warehouse staff that deal with the hardware, preparing hardware for every installation. So we like to, and we also are really focused on trying to provide a complete solution without a huge, you know, team and a huge overhead. So, you know, over the years being in this digital signage and visual communication industry for now 19 years, we have a lot of best practices and expertise adopted over the years that we apply to kind of be very agile in terms of servicing clients and providing a turnkey solution. What we also do is work with excellent partners like A1 Innovations for the sensors and the analytic tools that could feed the real-time visual communication, mm-hmm. such as people counting or determining how long the wait time for a lineup is, yeah. in this moment in time. So we have excellent partners for that. And then when it comes to physical installation, there's excellent companies that we've worked with over the years, mm-hmm. that specialize in the on-site physical. Like if we need to install at 100 retail shops in a matter of a couple of weeks, there's excellent coast-to-coast integrators that essentially will go and install the screens and technology and sensors to our spec. Mm-hmm. And they have the coast-to-coast coverage and expertise with that. So we work closely with our partners for that component of turnkey offering.
So something that tends to be really hard within any industry, and more specifically the cannabis industry, is understanding consumer preferences, purchasing patterns, and more. There's been lack of data and an inability to generate it. And with COVID-19, you know, the landscape will change, and it's going to definitely get harder to extract really meaningful data for these retailers. You've created a solution that you alluded to a little bit earlier that provides key touch points for any retailer or brand. It's called SafeCheck. Can you talk a little bit more about it?
Absolutely, be happy to. So an important distinction with SafeCheck is we don't get into individual profiling. So we're not trying to track any individual, like, you know, that's Jay, and Jay's been here 17 times in the last 2 months, and this is Jay's cell phones, if we want to send Jay alerts or messages to his phone specifically. Mm-hmm. We're not doing anything that tracks individuals. Mm-hmm. We're only focused on aggregate information. So, for example, we can install sensors on the outside of any environment or any entranceway. That'll give us a very accurate count on how many people are in line right now. How quickly are people getting in and out of the store? How quickly is the average person shopping in the store? Mm-hmm. All sorts of aggregate operational information like that, mm-hmm. that will enable a retailer to enhance their efficiency and also compare from across. Let's say you have 100 stores or 1,000 stores. Mm-hmm. We can also start indexing and analyzing. Why is this store at this location twice as fast as moving customers in and out than this store? What is going on with this store that is taking the average lineup is much longer, or the average wait time is much longer, or customers spending an hour in the store versus 25 minutes in other locations? So that's the type of data and analytics that we're able to provide. But it's very powerful because we can start to find all sorts of trends about hours of the day or days of the week that are busier than other days, which will directly lead to, you know, optimizing staffing and optimizing everything else that might be required to maximize, mm-hmm. the customer experience and the customer value, mm-hmm. in the future. Identifying, hey, we might have too many staff or not enough staff, mm-hmm. or let's enable, like we have a module, for example, for appointment-based shopping within our SafeCheck platform. So, mm-hmm. enabling, let's say, banks to avoid the need to have 20 or 30 people in the lineup, mm-hmm. people can maybe make a appointment or an RSVP mm-hmm. an hour before they show up, they don't have to necessarily wait in line. They can wait in their car based on that block time, and then they can get an SMS message saying, okay, your appointment is ready now. You can come right in.
And like you mentioned, this SafeCheck really supports a lot of different features, and it provides very powerful data points, not only to consumers, but also to businesses that are utilizing these services. And one that I found would be incredibly useful and beneficial for small business owners is understanding how to optimize their staff. So how can businesses of all sizes leverage the technology to do better understand their customer base, but also really understand, you know, the daily traffic that comes in, which will translate into management of their employees and really then translate to end of year payroll and, you know, saving money for that company?
That's a great question. We offer a module with our SafeCheck called SafeCheck Analytics.
Yep.
SafeCheck Analytics was born out of Big Digital's event analytics solution. So we do, you know, hundreds of marketing activations or trade show installations where we always deploy our event analytics platform, which gives organizations a whole bunch of data points and insights about the performance mm-hmm. of their show or marketing activation or trade show expenditure, whatever it might be. So we've adapted the same platform and technology to provide all sorts of real-time mm-hmm. and historical data to business operators. So through this real-time dashboard, they can not only have instant information on everything that might be going on in their queue lines or at their entrance ways, but also all sorts of historical data and reference points and trends analysis and other queries, including ROI calculations that will enable them to determine, hey, you know, even based on weather, because you can overlay weather, mm-hmm. what impact does weather have on queue lines and on the entranceway so that they can forecast staffing requirements very effectively, not only on a per location basis, but across all locations.
So aside from providing these full circle data solutions for companies and consumers, you guys also provide interactive services for retail companies, which can be utilized by cannabis retailers. These are interactive video walls and billboards. How easy will it be for a retailer to integrate this solution into their environment and, you know, integrate a new campaign and utilize it?
Specializing in the installation of interactive technologies and video walls and lift and learn solutions for retailers and brands for several years now. So we've already installed, let's say, lift and learn technologies for cannabis companies where people can you know, make the sensory jar interactive. So when you lift a certain jar of a certain strain, not only do you interact with the physical product, but it triggers real-time information about that product on screen. So all the details or 3D visuals of that product are triggered based on the interactivity of the lift and learn product. In that specific example, it's obviously working with the sensory jars. We've also installed numerous video walls for all types of retailers, touchscreens that can have locked down e-commerce. So if the retail doesn't have all the products available for sale in the store physically, mm-hmm. We can have locked down e-commerce. So an employee can walk someone through an online purchase in store with an at-home delivery or future pickup. Projection mapping of feature walls, very high-end visual experiences, immersive experiences. We just installed an augmented reality video wall for Rogers at their flagship location in downtown Toronto.
Wow.
So we're working with all sorts of retailers for a very diverse range of digital interactive installations that really engage customers and provide a unique and different type of a retail experience.
Now, something that you guys also do is create unique one-of-a-kind activations, which are in custom containers. Now, if we stick with these custom containers, sure. Let's chat about PopCan, which is known to be a bit of a disruptor within cannabis retail. Can you give us a sense at a high level, what is PopCan today?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you for bringing that up. So So PopCann was born out of Big Digital. And to give you 30 seconds on the history of PopCann, Big Digital specializing in shipping container-based activations and installations. We do massive video walls using shipping containers because they're really robust and strong. So we actually embed massive video walls into these shipping containers for like festivals and events and like concerts where brands can activate. Or even now we're looking at deploying pop-up movie theaters or drive-in movie theaters with these massive shipping container video walls. So in the we kept experiencing in the cannabis industry is a real challenge to make legal cannabis more accessible in the marketplace. So, you know, there's no issue with getting or leasing a beautiful piece of retail space in downtown Toronto or Calgary or Edmonton or Ottawa. But what about seasonal towns? What about northern communities? What about First Nations? What about ports and other markets outside of Canada where there's high tourism, like where cruise ships used to pull in, for example? So how do we make legal cannabis accessible in these non-traditional locations, events and festivals as well, which is very, very important for every cannabis stakeholder, not only retailers, but also all levels of government who are trying very hard. So very module. We can take multiple containers and kind of work with them almost like Lego to build different size footprints and different size environments for different installations. Always obviously fully compliant with the regulations within the market. So shipping containers are already like steel vaults, if you think about them. And then we just continue to work with them to make them very ruggedized, fully compliant, age gating, security cameras, you know, you name it. It meets regulations that are required to safely and securely retail cannabis and all types of installations. But what it really does, like you said, in terms of disruption, is enables us to start bringing solutions forward that makes the retailing and consumption of cannabis very easy and straightforward at festivals, at events, at seasonal destinations. We're working very closely with First Nations who are trying to bring legal and secure cannabis practices into their communities. They don't have the infrastructure that a downtown Toronto might have. So, you know, turnkey solutions.
We're talking about retail, and I want to continue that. The application process for retail has changed quite significantly. At first, it was a lottery process, and now the gates have really been opened up to anyone, and that's more specifically to at home in Ontario. How did that affect your trajectory on establishing a presence within Ontario?
Obviously, opening it up to all types of individuals that want to be entrepreneurs and open up their own cannabis retail store is very helpful for us because now there's just more opportunities for deployment. When there's a lottery process that's limited to, you know, 25 out of 5,000 entries, that obviously limits the opportunities. And of course, anyone that's going to win a lottery is going to want to put it in as high traffic and profitable location as possible. With open allocation, it allows us to empower entrepreneurs to gain access to a PopCann, which is also from their perspective, they're not necessarily signing a lease with the landlord. When you work with PopCann, they can own their own asset. They can own their own store. PopCanns are real estate assets. They're a creative and innovative real estate asset, but they're certainly a real estate asset. And banks recognize them as assets in terms of lending against them. So it empowers entrepreneurs to have their own real estate, to own a unique real estate asset class. And it also, very, very importantly, what's the key about PopCann is ultra low cost operations. It's a small footprint. It's not a lot of overhead to run it. You know, minimizing staff, focused on automation, focused on technology, everything that comes along with working with Big Digital is included. And then really we're focused on something more along the lines of quick service cannabis is really how we frame it all up. And what that really means is providing people a very convenient and easy way to get their cannabis and go about their day. We're not trying to compete with 5,000 square foot stores that have very specific protocols and strategies for keeping people at their location as long as possible mm-hmm. and providing a really unique retail experience. Mm-hmm. What's unique about us is the efficiency of just enabling people to come in and get their cannabis and go. There's modules for drive-through, like we have pop cans where there's awnings that fold open for like a classic drive-through experience. Mm-hmm. There's concession stand versions for more of an event or festival, special occasion permit application. So there's all sorts of features and functionality all aimed at, you know, really in the end, maximizing profits for the retailer mm-hmm. by providing a low cost and simple option for retailing cannabis.
Yeah. And, you know, PopCan has also partnered with Storage Vault's portable storage division. Is there a belief that by leveraging this partnership, there's now an ability to execute retail all across the country?
Yeah, absolutely. Storage Vault is a wonderful company. They're a publicly traded organization with the largest portfolio of storage facilities across Canada, and they're rapidly expanding into the United States as well. So they provide a massive footprint of location. So again, when we talk about non-traditional location to retail cannabis, some storage vault locations are on main streets of mm-hmm. cities that maybe have 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people living there. So that's a perfect location for PopCan to install highly secure lots of land for parking and getting in and out quickly. And it's a great partnership that we have with them to access their locations and enable, again, legal cannabis to be more accessible in all parts of Canada, smaller towns and communities. They don't have any cannabis.
And how do these solutions that you guys have created, which are, you know, able to be integrated virtually anywhere, how do they ultimately allow municipalities to test legal cannabis retailing within their regions without having to set up the traditional retail store? And why is that so important?
You bring up a very interesting point that's really worth diving into a little bit. So, as you know, there's still, let's say in Ontario specifically, there before the province made cannabis legal, they gave municipalities an opportunity to opt out mm-hmm. of having retail cannabis available in their region. So, sure, a person can still go on the OCS site and place an order and get it delivered to their homes in those opt-out municipalities, but there's no physical retail store. Mm-hmm. But what we're also having conversations about municipalities is an easier way to test and work them into the legal framework by saying with a pop can, okay, let's put a pop can and let's say this mall over here, as an open area, the parking lot is 50% utilized. Let's put a pop can in that parking lot. Mm-hmm. Let's make legal cannabis accessible to this municipality, and let's test it out with the understanding that, hey, because pop cans are mobile, essentially, mm-hmm. we can lift it up and move it if they don't want to proceed. But we're putting options forward mm-hmm. that never existed before. And we're enabling, again, creative solutions to eventually ensure that the illicit market is pushed out because consumers have a legal choice. Right now, they don't have that legal choice, but they certainly have the choice of all sorts of home delivery options on weed maps or by doing a quick Google search. So empowering municipalities to do pilot projects with the understanding that, hey, if something horrible happens, mm-hmm. like, you know, we can lift it and remove it, no strings attached, really, is what our proposition to all sorts of municipalities.
So you've talked about some of the incredible solutions that PopCan is also offering. Now, when we look at these options provided, they range, as you alluded to, from seasonal to permanent to cannabis vending stores. And that caught my attention. What can consumers expect from a cannabis vending store?
Well, we haven't really launched it too aggressively yet because we're still working through the legalities on something like that. Mm-hmm. So in Canada, Health Canada, which is, you know, the federal regulator of cannabis at the highest level, they don't have a legal framework for vending of cannabis at this time. Mm-hmm. Other markets do, other countries do. So really, there's no reason why if we apply the appropriate age gating technology or even a security guard at the entranceway of a pop can, of a vending pop can, checking ID. Once we've gone through the same due diligence of qualifying that there's no minors walking in, mm-hmm. and that we've complied with all the, you know, not being able to look inside until you've gone through the age gating and then the security requirements of the cameras and all that, there's really no reason why vending pop cans that are really just have 3, 4, or 5 different types of vending machines. One could be for edibles, one could be for pre-rolls, one could be for, you know, drinks and anything like that. One could be for vape products. There's no reason why products like that can't be introduced to the market, mm-hmm. especially in, again, seasonal towns or tourism towns or places where 2,000 or 5,000 square foot store is really not required.
Okay. Now, you guys also mentioned in a past article that you guys will be integrating the latest in experiential and projection mapping technology. How do you believe these solutions will provide an original experience for consumers that are coming to PopCann?
Again, going back to Big Digital's expertise and all sorts of visual and immersive media experiences, we specialize in projectors as well and projection experiences. So we really do want the experience when you're inside of a pop can to be different. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways to accomplish that is wall-to-wall, edge-to-edge projection mapping and themes. So when you walk into a pop can, once you're through the age gating, we can convert that pop can to really any environment, whether it's an underwater theme, whether it's a Mars theme, and you're on the surface of Mars and you're inside the store with the wall-to-wall projection.
Wow.
Or whether it's, you know, Easter or Christmas or Canada Day, and we really want to celebrate that holiday. Mm-hmm. Again, we can change the theme to be any sort of immersive experience we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And even to the point where we can install different sensors so we can create an augmented reality. So when someone walks in, you know, we can change that person from Jake to, you know, a cartoon character, mm-hmm. or some other sort of, image or ambient particles as people walk in and out. So there's all sorts of immersive media. And this isn't theoretical. We do this all the time for agencies and brands that are looking to do creative marketing installations. We've just really consolidated all that into the pop can prefabricated retail environment.
And so, Jake, you know, talking to you in this conversation, there seems to be one major point of emphasis for Big Digital as well as PopCann, and it is being eco-friendly. What steps have you taken to ensure that ethos is applied to every facet of PopCann and Big Digital?
Well, first of all, on the PopCann front, we use reclaimed shipping containers. So shipping containers that are in the North America market, mm-hmm. any shipping container that you might see on a highway or anywhere else, those shipping containers are usually coming in from China, mm-hmm. full of goods. The clothing you're wearing, the electronics you have in your house, they pretty much arrived in Canada or in the United States, mm-hmm. at one point inside of a shipping container. What usually happens with those shipping containers is 60 to 70% of them end up rusting for, hundreds of years in some sort of a yard somewhere. Mm-hmm. What we do is we take those shipping containers that have already gone on their trip across the Atlantic or the Pacific to get to Canada, mm-hmm. and have served their purposes. We start there by reclaiming them, mm-hmm. and then modifying them to be fully compliant prefabricated cannabis retail stores. That's on the pop can side. On the Big Digital side, obviously, you know, very contextual to Safe Check. It's all the real time contextual messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And by using digital technology and literally TVs and screens in the storefronts facing out and at the entranceways facing out, mm-hmm. we're eliminating the need for paper, the constant need to print and install new posters every time. It's, you install it once and it's there in perpetuity, and the messaging is all delivered through digital technology. There's no need to print things and then to send all sorts of installers to install posters that might be relevant for a week and then take them down and put the new poster up in perpetuity. We're actually much cheaper. Digital signage in the long term is not only much more eco-friendly, it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. It uses way less materials and way less labor and trucking and everything else. As you know, the support logistics required for for replacing posters is all really eliminated by using digital signage and visual media technology.
So Jake, if we had to look back from the day that you graduated all the way to today, what is one major milestone or achievement that really sticks out to you?
Oh, that's a tough one. We've had all sorts of successes over the years. I think really specializing in providing real-time information to consumers, whether it's next train arrival information on the TTC, which is a system that we built back in 2006 and 2007, to relevant messaging in residential businesses by installing screens inside of elevators and outside of elevators, and now with SafeCheck as a real tangible response to COVID-19 and enabling businesses and customers to really communicate and receive information that's vital to mm-hmm. ensuring safety mm-hmm. and ensuring a pleasant experience for the retailer or the brand and also the consumer. Mm-hmm. It really always comes down to innovation in the field of real-time communication and contextual and the delivery of contextual information mm-hmm. to the right person.
Okay, Jake. So before we let you go, we like to ask all of our guests one final question. Is there a book, a piece of technology, or a past experience that has helped shape who you are today?
I think, yeah, it's a good question also. I think my answer to that will be kind of similar to what all sorts of successful entrepreneurs and business leaders have said. In the end, to summarize their successes and their experiences, it really comes down to hard work and persistence. Mm-hmm. There's really, in my opinion, in my experience, there's no get-rich-quick schemes out there. Mm-hmm. And of course, we all read about articles about someone that started a business and then a year later sold it for $100 million or $1 billion. You don't really read about the 99.9% that didn't go through that experience. So for everyone that's listening and everyone that's an entrepreneur or thinking of being an entrepreneur, success really comes through the persistence of believing in what you're doing. Obviously, you need a business model that makes sense. Mm-hmm. If you're coming up with ideas and don't have a business model, haven't proven on paper that you have a viable business model, then what I'm saying is really mute. But assuming that you've gone through that level, it really comes down to persistence and persevering over all the difficulties that come along the path.
We want to give a huge thank you to Jake Nyman of PopCan and Big Digital for joining the Shake podcast presented by Treehouse Solutions. We also want to thank our loyal Shake listeners for taking the time out of your day to listen to our podcast. You can join the discussion or drop us a line at www.treehousesolutions.com and on Instagram at the Shake podcast. Please also check out our parent Instagram at Treehouse Solutions. And if you're a huge sports fan and love cannabis or everything in between, we have you covered. Check out our latest channel at Sports Cannabis on Instagram. If you're on Twitter, follow us at THS_audio. Be sure to look out for our next episode when we chat with another industry-leading representative. We hope you enjoyed our session. Stay tuned for our next podcast.